Yes, indeed, we turn our eyes to Jesus. As Peter asked him, Lord, where else could we go? You are the one with life. We have nowhere else we can go but to the Lord. Gracious Lord, we turn our eyes to you this time again. For your spoken word speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, and speak to our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to thee, O Lord, our God. Amen. There are many things that we do appreciate in life. And this morning, we are going to be looking at one of them, appreciating the call, or cherishing the moment. But this morning, I want to start our message with a question. It's rather an intriguing question. And I know you have the brain, you have the intelligence to know where I'm going with this. Let me ask the question. If you could be granted a peek into your future, would you take it? Let's say you were granted the opportunity to just take a quick peek at your life, 5, 10, or 20 years from now, would you do it? Would you want to know that? I can hear quite a bit of answers from you. This question reminded me of a training seminar I attended a few years ago called Courage to Lead. This was a few days seminar. Then the facilitator, at the end of the seminar, the facilitators or the presenters of the seminar gave us, each one of us, a paper. And they told us to write a letter to the self and give the letter back to them with a self-addressed envelope, and they will post the letter back to us in a year's time. They promised to do that, and they did it. After 1 year, I received a letter that I had written to me. A letter that I had written to myself. It was really amusing to read from the past me. To read what I imagined would be happening in my future, just 1 year ahead. That was just intriguing, very intriguing. But let me tell you this, one thing I appreciated, one thing I cherished when I read my letter to me was the call to write the letter. The wisdom that the presenters had to ask us to write to our future self. I looked back and I was amazed by what I imagined the future would be. I looked back and I cherished that moment that the facilitators or the presenters told us to write the letter. That is what I cherished. The wisdom of telling us to look into the future and write ourselves a letter into the future. And also the audacity for them to ask us to do that. My brothers and sisters, there is something else I want to say this morning. As I look back, there is another call besides that letter that I appreciate even more. The call to follow Jesus. It was that call that changed my life and defined my identity. That call that I received from Jesus Christ to follow him changed my life and defined my identity. If I did not respond to that call, I wouldn't be here today. That call required response. That call required action from me. And I took that action by saying yes to Jesus. My brothers and sisters, I have come to know that failed actions have consequences. If you fail to take some actions, they have consequences if you fail to do that. Let me illustrate with this, hilarious but quite appropriate story from an actor called Washington, or Denzel Washington. You know him. He is a famous guy in the Hollywood. He shares a story from a motivational speaker called Les Brown about the power of taking action when an opportunity comes. Brown says this, picture yourself on your deathbed. You are surrounded by the ghosts of wasted potential, gifts and talents and opportunities that you never acted on. And those ghosts surrounding your bed are angry. They are mad. They are disappointed because their presence has been wasted on you. All the potential wasted. And they glare down at you and say, "We came to you because you could have brought us to life. And now we go to the grave together." And then Mr. Washington turned around to his audience, which was a graduate, and asked them this question: how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes? How many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes? How many regrets are going to be around your bed when that time comes because you did not take action? And that question brings us to our Bible passage today. And Jesus, as Jesus walked on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting net into the lake because they were fishermen, Mark tells us. And Jesus called them and said, "Come, follow me, and I will send you to fish for people." In our common language, Jesus said, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." That's what we know. But in the morning, "Come, I will send you out to fish for people. And Mark tells us, well, at once, normally, they left their nets and they followed him. Jesus offered these two men, Simon and Andrew, an opportunity of lifetime. Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. If the disciples have had an opportunity to look back later in their future, I think they would have written themselves a letter saying, I cherish this moment. I cherish this call when the Messiah, the Savior of the world, offered me the greatest opportunity on earth. Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people. And now I want us to think about this very carefully and to pay special attention, because this opportunity from our Lord Jesus Christ was offered to you and was offered to me. And if it has never been offered, it's being offered now to you. This opportunity to follow him is being offered today. Jesus is making the same call to you and to me. And we must cherish it. Why do we have to cherish it? Why is it that we have? One, we must appreciate and cherish the call to become ambassadors of hope. That's what Jesus was doing with Simon and Andrew, making them the ambassadors of hope. That is what fishing for men and women is all about, giving hope. Listen to the words of Jesus in verse 15. The time has come. The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. The good news is the kingdom of God is not far away. The kingdom of God is not an imaginary place. The kingdom of God is come, and the time is now, not in later. The ambassadors are to carry the good news. The ambassadors of Christ have to carry the good news. And we are the representatives of the kingdom of God. No matter what the world events or political realities or economic pressures we face, we are called to be ambassadors of hope. There cannot be any greater task, greater honor than that, being the ambassadors of hope. And not just to share the good news of the kingdom of God, but to put the values and the priorities of the kingdom of God into action here and now. That's why Simon and Andrew had to leave their nets immediately, because there is urgency, immediacy of the kingdom of God. Let me tell you what you do with something good, something wonderful. What do you do with something that is wonderful? I know when Damaris makes a wonderful meal, she wants people to taste it. They want the, and sometimes she says, don't just taste it, eat it. Do the eating and do that. No, let me just give you this true thing that I found. For the past 3 years, three years, for the first 3 years, the nation of Finland, how many of you know where the Finland is? All right. The nation of Finland ranked number one in the United Nations World Happiness Report. In the United Nations World Happiness Report. And guess what they did? Finland's leaders took advantage of this prestigious title by creating an ambassador program of sorts to share the secrets to happiness with the rest of the world. They created an ambassador program to share the secrets to happiness with the rest of us. That is what you do when you are on something good. The ambassador program, they called it Rent a Finn. They call it Rent a Finn. In other words, hire a Finland citizen. And it encourages people to visit Finland under the guidance of a local Finnish tour guide. Included in this tour is the training on the culture, training on the food, training on health practices that contribute to the most happiness to the Finnish people. In 2020, you know, we had a challenge in 2020, which continues to be. In 2020, in response to the coronavirus pandemic, the Rent a Finn program moved online with live streamed classes on the heart of happiness from Finnish experts. My friends, Finnish people, or Finns, they call them, may be recognized as the happiest people on earth. Yes, they might be recognized. They may go into United Nations report of happiness as the happiest people. But I want to bring to you today that the followers of Jesus Christ are the most hopeful people on earth. They are the people with the greatest hope on earth. We are the recipients of abundance of life in this world and the world to come. And Jesus wanted to make sure that as many people as possible have got that hope. That is why he called the disciples to follow him, to spread the hope. That is why he called them to be fishers of men. Spread the hope, spread the joy. We cannot keep the good news of God's love to ourselves. No. Brothers and sisters at Murray Hill, we are keepers of hope. We were called, and we must cherish that call by spreading the hope to the world, no matter what is happening around us. I am glad to note that the message of Jesus Christ has been shared billions of times over on the social media, in radio, and in books, movies, magazines, and all sermons and the personal encounters. But this we must note. We must remain true to our call. No matter what circumstances we find ourselves in, social or political, we are to remain true ambassadors of hope. I have heard Christians talk some horrible things. I have heard brothers and sisters convey discouragement to the world when we are supposed to be giving the world the hope. I've heard brothers and sisters spread hatred by sticking on to their political alignment, on their party's alignment, on their whatever alignment, and they forget they are ambassadors of hope. We must give this hope to everyone, whether we agree with them or not. We must give hope to the people. That's why we were called. Everywhere we go to the call of disciples. That's what we are today, where Jesus is calling the disciples, and the disciples drop everything to go and follow him. Why are they doing that? To spread the hope. But besides that, the last point I want to say, that call, the call you received to become a Christian, that call did not only make you the ambassador of hope, but it changed your life. The call brought a certain change in your life, and that we must cherish, we must appreciate. The change that call brought in your life. The call, I remember when I received the call, young as I was, changed my life. You know, this call changes life from being goal-oriented. At certain age, I will marry. At certain age, I'll have children. At certain age, I'll finish my college. At certain age, I will build myself this big, big mansion. At certain age, I will drive this car. These are goal-oriented. And what the call does, it changes us from goal-oriented to purpose-driven. Purpose-driven, most of us have a to-do list. Yes, we do. Because we want to be successful. I'll do that. I've already said that. All right? We do that because if we accomplish the to-do list, then we are successful. But purpose-driven life, what is the difference? The purpose-driven life is an internal motivating force that comes from, guess what? Our values, our principles, and our skills and passion. Why does it matter whether you are a goal-oriented versus purpose-driven? Achieving your goals may lead you to success, but living with a purpose leads you to fulfillment and inner peace. That is where our peace comes from. Living with a purpose means focusing our energies on matters that are more meaningful and significant than our own happiness or comfort. Living with a purpose means looking for ways we can make the world a better place. But before we can live with a purpose, we must recognize that We were made to contribute something unique, something special to this world. You. No one else could do that. You have a responsibility to live for something beyond yourself. Simon, Andrew, John, you have something to live for. Behold, fishing for your family. You have a part of healing the world, and you're an agent to bring the kingdom of God near. Friends, this we must know. God's love created this world. God's love created this world. God's love saved this world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God's love is recreating this world back to original. And yes, sharing God's love can and will make a world of difference. That is what Jesus came to show us. That's why Jesus called you and me. That is why he called the disciples, and he called them to do it, to share that hope. That is what he calls you and me to do. If you say yes, he will be able to look back at the day you were called and say, I appreciate the call. I cherish the moment when I became an ambassador of hope. I cherish the moment when my life changed from being goal-oriented to being purpose-driven. Your purpose is to bring the kingdom of God near to the people. And I cherish the moment, the opportunity to share the good news of the kingdom. Let us from this day on appreciate the call to be ambassadors of hope, not only in the church, but in our neighborhood, our state, and our country, and the world at large. Amen.